You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
What's the good word, hon?
Well, I am glad you asked, because as you know, I try to listen to as many podcasts as I can.
Yeah, you do.
And there are so many good ones, and I really like to keep up, but there are one or two that I listen to just purely for pleasure, because they make me feel good.
Yeah, so what's the good word?
I love a podcast that provides a fun and energetic outlet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A podcast that lifts people up and shares trials and tribulations that guests have overcome along the way.
And the good word is?
I have been singing, dancing, and rocking with Kirk Franklin since, well, for a long time, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Why We Sing was my jam. If I was down at all, his energy always lifted me up. And his podcast has the same effect on me. You've got intimate conversations that explore faith, redemption, and the realities of today's world. Kirk invites us to see ourselves in those shared moments between him and his guests.
Those are my favorite kind of podcasts as well.
Me too. And he has such incredible guests.
Right?
Like Chance the Rapper, Pharrell, Her, Kelly Rowland, Glennon Doyle, and more.
Wow, I love Her.
Wait, you mean you love Her or Kelly Rowland or Glennon Doyle?
Her. So what's the good word, honey?
Good words, hon. That's what it's called. Good words with Kirk Franklin. And one of the reasons I'm so into it is that Kirk welcomes people from every cross-section of life, seeking inspiration and empowerment with new episodes every Tuesday. So please listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we know you guys are going to love it too. So check this out.
You are one of my favorite people on planet Earth.
Don't make a thug cry. Don't make a thug
real,
cry.
For real, dog.
Come on.
I can miss a whole lot of people. You ain't one of them.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
They can take a lot of people off this earth right here. I don't lose no sleep. I ain't going to the funeral. They ask me to say nothing. I ain't sitting there. I ain't putting up flowers. They can't call me and tell me Dirty Kirk miss. I ain't going to stand that.
What's up, beautiful people? My name is Kirk Franklin, and you might know me from the world of gospel music. Y'all, I want to tell you about a journey I'm taking in the world of podcasting and some of the amazing people I've been blessed to talk with along the way. The show is called Good Words with Kirk Franklin, and the season one guest list is fire. We have Kelly Rowland.
How are you? I'm so happy to be talking to you. You have no idea.
Grammy Award winner, Her.
Hello.
NBA superstar, Chris Paul.
Yo, yo, yo. Thanks so much for having me.
Glennon Doyle.
Oh, Kirk, thank you for having me. Thank you for trusting me with this sacred space of yours. I'm really, really grateful to be here.
And Steve Harvey, just to drop a few names, y'all. I've had some wonderfully intimate conversations with true icons and have witnessed some major wisdom unfold.
I don't know about you, Kirk, but when I was growing up, you know, if you gave me $1 million, I thought everybody was good.
Yeah.
The whole hood, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna be good.
Yes, yes.
You know, but it's stuff that we have to stop making taboo. No, nobody talks about money.
Nobody.
You know?
Nobody.
nobody talks about the trauma and all the stuff that, you know, you face as a young man or woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And Chris, and they don't talk enough about survivor's remorse. Like you probably, mm-hmm. maybe, did you ever go through some guilt? Like, man, I feel.
What?
Yeah. It's like you there, feel
people,
bad.
People will make you feel guilty.
Yes.
And make you feel bad real quick for being somewhat successful. And so that's the hardest part too. That's the hardest part. And so you're dealing with all that. You're managing this. Nobody in my family had ever seen this type of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it gets tough when family members or this person, you know, you're still a kid. And I think that's the biggest thing that I learned as a 19-year-old millionaire, right? I think everyone always thinks whoever is the breadwinner is the leader of the family, right? But that's not the case.
Mm.
Just because I made it to the NBA, my dad's still the head of the family.
Amen. How did your mom and dad feel at the Grammy Awards?
Oh, my gosh.
When they called your name.
They both cried.
I want to know about that moment.
They both cried. They were bawling.
How did it feel to see your daddy cry?
Oh, he's always crying. You know, but that's
don't
how
do
proud.
Like well, don't do him like honestly, that, Miss Her, in front of everybody.
Honestly, it's a compliment because that's how proud he is of me.
Wow.
That's how proud and that's how much he wants me to be happy and see me doing exactly what I love and live out my dream. So honestly, it's a compliment, but they couldn't believe it. And I just had to remind them, like, everything that you did for me led me to this point. So thank you.
Do you remember your speech?
Yes, I was. You don't want to know what's funny? Since I was a little girl, I have practiced a Grammy speech. I'm like, one day I will be in bed, not able to sleep. And I'll be like, I'm going to say this. And this is, it's going to be epic. And it's going to be so thought provoking. And it's going to feel like this. I got up there and I was like, it's not even an album. I got up there. And I didn't know what to say. Yes.
That's what you said.
I was like, it's not even an album.
I became sober the day after I found out I was pregnant. So I was 26. I had been lost to addiction for 16 years. And I found myself sitting on a bathroom floor holding a positive pregnancy test. And I mean, Kirk, there could have been no worse candidate for motherhood on the earth.
Like, wow.
I was so sick. I had burned every bridge in my life.
Wow.
I had nothing. And still something about, I remember looking at that test and thinking, this is an invitation. This is from God. This is,
wow.
And I just remember being so grateful that God had such low expectations for people, you know, that God would look at me on the bathroom floor and choose one of the lowest moments in my life to offer me the most beautiful gift I've ever had. I have always believed in the God of the bathroom floor.
See, so when you're going through them dark moments, all it is a test of your faith.
Preach.
Do you really believe I can bring you through anything but set through this? But here the fact though, Kirk, your track record for surviving funky days is 100%.
Too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave.
You know I put it in your key on purpose. You know I put it in your key on purpose.
I love you for that too.
No. I'm so honored that my guests have shared themselves so openly with me. And I can't wait for you to hear from these titans. Brothers and sisters, subscribe to Good Words with Kirk Franklin on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Yeah.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.